Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Melanie Cole's Health Radio. Health, wellness, and fitness. 5 days a week.
When you're with your children, your family, what do you do when you're watching TV? Are you hanging out? Are you sitting down? Are you physically active or are you sedentary as a family? And if you are, then what's the ways to get you more physically active? My guest today is Abigail Cuffey. She is the health director at Women's Day Magazine. Welcome to the show, Abigail. So families, what are you seeing? Are you seeing that more families are sedentary together or more do you see families out riding bikes, playing frisbee, doing all that stuff?
You know, that is a great question, and that is a reason that we conducted the survey at Women's Day and did a big article on this topic. You know, our survey shows that it seems that more families are sedentary and inactive. We found that the top three activities mothers and children are doing together are eating a meal, watching television, and doing homework. Now, homework and eating a meal are obviously very important, but only half had gone out together for a walk, a run, a bike ride, and only 26% had played a sport, run, or dance together. So to answer your question, it seems that families are more sedentary these days.
One of the recommendations I like to give when people ask me this question, Abigail, is if you give everybody a little Fitbit or a pedometer in the family and say, okay, let's see who gets the most steps this week, and that person gets to pick, oh, I don't know, the next activity we do or the next movie we go to or something. Kids just run around like crazy trying to get the most steps. So there are little competitions or ways you can get the family involved. Give us some of your ways to get the family involved.
I think that's a great point, and I think that speaks to the idea of when you get the family involved and when you make it fun, then they want to do it. Then you don't think of it as exercise or as a chore. It's a game, like you said, with the Fitbit. Some other things that you can that families can do are to play a game called that we call the balloon game. You take two balloons and you basically just run back and forth trying to keep the balloon from hitting the ground. And it seems very simple, but it's an easy way to just inspire more fitness. Another thing that you can do that's super fun and kind of old school is play freeze tag. Bring back those old games from your childhood, play them with your kids. You can make an obstacle course in your backyard. I kind of love this one because you don't need equipment. You can use the driveway. Use the driveway as a track. Run back and forth. Jump over a stump. Pick up rocks. Move them from the backyard to the front yard. There are so many ways that you can use what's already at home to make fitness and activity a game. You can walk errands instead of running them. That gives you more togetherness time. You can sign up for a 5K or a group walk, maybe with friends, so that it feels more social and not like we said and you brought up earlier, not like something that you have to do. It's something that they'll want to do and just make it a fun thing. And my favorite is, when in doubt, just throw a dance party.
I was going to say that. I was going to say dance it out, right? Yeah, dance it out.
And work.
My kids may roll their eyeballs, but when I dance around in the kitchen and we keep music playing all the time, and then maybe I'll just grab my daughter or my son and start dancing around with them, then we're all kind of jumping around together. And good role modeling is so, so important. If kids see their parents sitting around eating chips on the couch all the time, that is what they're going to do. But if they see you jumping around playing these games, and Abigail, the American College of Sports Medicine also says we don't play enough as a society and how important it is.
It's true, and that was something that we looked at again with a survey that we did with the Alliance for a Healthier Generation, which is a great nonprofit working to combat childhood obesity. But in this survey, we found that the lure of the screen was one of the things that was a barrier to activity. And I think that the idea of play, you know, it used to be playing meant going outside and running around, and that was how people played. But now there's playing games on the iPad and all those other activities that really aren't physical activity in that sense. So I think it's so important to kind of take back the idea of play and make sure that families and kids and parents are playing enough, because that's activity.
What do you think of things like, you know, dance, whatever they are, some of the video games that, because I'm telling you what, Abigail, my son learned when he was playing video games, which I don't let him do anymore at 15, but he learned when even those fitness games, the tennis, the baseball, he could sit on the couch and just move his wrist around and right. still be playing those games. So do you think that those things are going to be enough for us to, you know, get fit, get doing things like that, or should we skip the videos?
I think the videos and Dance Dance Revolution can be great but as you bring up a great point, if kids find shortcuts around the actual activity and movement, then that's where it becomes probably not as productive. So I think that using that type of screen time can be very productive if the activity is actually happening and, you know, people are moving and dancing, and those can be super fun and also great ways to get movement in when the weather isn't so nice out. You know, I know that's a hard thing now that the temps are getting a little cooler come winter. If it's not as easy to run around outside, what can you do indoors? And I think those can be great. It's just a matter of getting up off the couch and not just moving your wrists.
It certainly is, and even with schools that are cutting gym and recess, so our kids are even getting less in favor of academics in this Common Core, and so our kids are getting even less at the day. Then they come home and they have so much homework, they need to get those beans out. So as families, we have to find those creative ways. Give us another one.
One that actually directly relates to what you just said, you know, the homework, you're coming home, you're eating dinner, doing homework, and then that kind of tends to be the end of the activity for the evening. But a really easy one is to take a family walk after dinner. And we just profiled a family in our October issue, and that was one change that they made because it gets them moving again. And it also provides time to walk together and, you know, see people in the neighborhood and walk around and chat. And it's just one set way where you're not just sedentary for the rest of the evening. So just taking, even if it's 10 minutes, a quick family stroll, that can make a huge difference and be fun. You know, you can skip down the block one time or walk backwards, or, you know, you can make it a fun and exciting daily thing that they know is going to happen, but they're going to look forward to.
Even if the kids are embarrassed, you can just go ahead and do it, because that, you know what, they can get past that if the parent is skipping down the sidewalk.
Yeah, you know, you probably know everybody in the neighborhood. Hey, and the fact that you're out and moving around, that trumps any sort of embarrassment. So, I think it's a great way to bring the family together and have that set activity. And we also found that 60% of mothers said that it would be possible to find an extra 10 minutes of movement each day that they do with their kids. So everyone is busy. We know that. And, you know, that's the idea behind this, you know, just finding small creative ways, a walk after dinner, you know, just adding more movement throughout the day and making it fun. I think it's so key to preventing childhood obesity and just setting kids up for a lifetime of healthy habits. It's so important.
So important, and such great advice. Thank you so much, Abigail, for being with us today. Get out and play Frisbee with your kids. Take a walk. Make that competition. Get everybody a Fitbit or a pedometer and see who gets the most steps. Dance around your kitchen. She's given such great advice. Walk. Take a walk after dinner. Do Dance Dance Revolution. Whatever it is to get your family more fit, to help combat childhood obesity, get your kids involved. Get playing with them, because that's what will get everybody involved, and you'll be a better family. You'll get closer, and it's together time. You can read more about it at womansday.com. That's womansday.com. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Radio MD. If you missed any of the great information, you can listen anytime, on demand or on the go. Scroll around and learn something with us. Thanks so much for listening. Stay well.